the Happy High Achiever. Written by Dr. Mary E. Anderson, PhD. Read by the author. For my patients, your courage and candor inspire me every day. Introduction. I wrote this book for you. Yes, you. If you're listening to this audiobook, the odds are that you are an ambitious, hardworking person who is struggling with anxiety, stress, and exhaustion, even as you appear to excel. And maybe, just maybe, it's not easy for you to pick up this book. Maybe asking for help is hard, because you're someone who prides yourself on being self-sufficient, no matter how heavy the burden, on charging ahead no matter the obstacle. Perhaps your instinct to disguise any imperfection, to present as unflappable, to please others in order to get ahead, is at war with your need for support. I get that. I really do. In fact, this pattern is typical of the people who so often find their way to my therapy couch, whether virtually or in person, allowing me the privilege of listening. Countless times, I've watched new patients drop their flawless facades and tensed shoulders once in my office, revealing themselves to be driven, determined, often brilliant, but also riddled with self-doubt, dread, and worry. After years in the field, I have come to think of this phenomenon as high achievers' anxiety, and I see it as a kind of epidemic. The bad news is that right now you are likely not feeling your best. You may be overwhelmed, tired, and frustrated by what feels like an insurmountable mountain of effort. And the truth is, if you continue on this track, you will burn out. But you don't have to. Though you may have imagined otherwise, I am here to tell you that your anxiety is not the price of admission for your success. You can feel better without losing your edge. In fact, if you feel better, you will thrive. You can be happy and high achieving. As soon as I began seeing patients early in my career, I observed this high achievers phenomenon over and over again, too obvious to ignore. Almost every patient who walked through my door was burned out and unsure of how long they could sustain the pace of their relentless schedules and demands. They were plagued by feelings of inadequacy, no matter how high they soared. Sound familiar? I recognized many of their qualities myself. After all, years ago, I overcame my own habit of people-pleasing. Well over a decade of working with ambitious, anxious patients has concretized my understanding of high achiever struggles and fueled my commitment to helping them find success and joy. When they first arrive, my clients are these awesome people who aren't yet enjoying their excellence. They're so bogged down with stress that they can't relish the fact that they're crushing it. No more. I am here for you, with you, and I have the expertise to help using science-based strategies I've formulated to combat the unique pressures and pitfalls of high-performing individuals, so you can flourish. Are you an anxious high achiever? Among other things, high achievers are productive, talented, goal-oriented, skilled problem solvers who love a list. And these are advantageous traits. Maybe you recognize some of them in yourself. Or maybe some of these less enjoyable anxious high achiever qualities also resonate. You are overwhelmed by self-doubt and your overextended schedule. You like to feel in control. You feel massive pressure to keep achieving big and impressive goals. You desire certainty. You experience fear of failure, of making mistakes, or of being viewed as incompetent. You're afraid others will find out that you're not as smart or talented as they thought you were. You are self-critical, often thinking about what you should have done or should do in the future. You worry about your performance and others' perceptions of your performance. You like to feel special instead of like most people. You have tense muscles and often hold your breath. You suffer from difficulties with sleep. You have trouble saying no because of people-pleasing. You have unrealistic or perfectionist expectations for yourself, your family, your friends, and your coworkers. You see asking for help as weakness or failure. You get